proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm Aaron Broughton, your host for today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas. I hope you and your loved ones are having an enjoyable time together, as well as we focus on the birth of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Also want to say, too, that if you'd like to hear these programs again, or you'd like to share these programs that we're doing, especially about the Christmas season, why don't you share them with a friend, and you can go to ibjm.org to find out more information how you can hear this, as well as our many archives that we have. Now, on today's program, I'd like to share with you a tidbit of Bible and archaeology in the land of Israel, especially as it relates to the Christmas season. Over and over, archaeology confirms the truth of the Bible, and this report that I'm going to share with you today is no exception. Just a few years ago, in 2012, Israeli archaeologists announced to the world the discovery of a unique find in the city of David in Jerusalem. Amidst their findings was a bulla, which is a stamped piece of clay for sealing official documents, that was dated to be from the first temple period, around 2,700 years old. On this half-inch bulla was written the name of the city of Bethlehem. This discovery is so significant because this is the first mention of Bethlehem from that time period outside of the Bible. In other words, this proves by archaeological evidence that Bethlehem was a city in the kingdom of Judah. Bethlehem has never been a major town in Israel, but it has many blessings to share with us that we can glean from today. Now, Rachel, the wife of Jacob, was buried here according to Genesis chapter 35. Also, the story in the book of Ruth is set in the fields of Bethlehem. The story of Ruth really sets the stage for the rise of King David, who was later born here. Two important elements from these stories involve the industry of the city. Bethlehem was an important harvest town where wheat was gathered and made into bread. This is reflected in the story of Ruth and David. In fact, the name Bethlehem in Hebrew is Beit Lechem, meaning house of bread. The other important industry here was sheep. We know that David was shepherding his father's sheep in these very hills when he was anointed to be king. During this time of year, we remember the significance of Bethlehem in the Christmas story. 1,000 years after David was called to be king, another group of shepherds in these hills were told by the angels that another king was born, being Jesus, the Messiah. This was in fulfillment to the ancient prophecy found in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, where it reads, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Even though the Bible does not mention that Jesus ever returned to Bethlehem after his birth, we do know that Bethlehem was identified in the character of Jesus. As David was a shepherd from Bethlehem, even so Jesus is pictured as the shepherd of our souls and came from Bethlehem according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. Another passage reminds us about Bethlehem when Jesus calls himself the bread of life. This is taken from John chapter 6, verse 35. It is not coincidental that he who was born in the house of bread became the bread of life for us. This is important to know as we relate the story of Jesus with Bethlehem. As the needs of Ruth were met with bread by Boaz, her kinsman redeemer, even so our needs of a better bread have been met by our redeemer Jesus. Jesus promised that those who come to him shall never hunger and thirst. The Prince of Peace who was born in Bethlehem will bless those who believe in him. He will satisfy their spiritual needs and will bless the world in the future with his physical presence as King of Kings. It is not enough to rely on the bread of this world. We must depend on that eternal bread of heaven. The little town of Bethlehem may not be impressive to most people in the world, but it is a town of blessing that holds the roots of our faith and future as revealed in Jesus the Messiah. If we ignore the significance of Bethlehem, I believe we will not appreciate the blessings that we find in the person of Christ. I pray you have come to know Jesus as your Savior. And if you've never done that, I challenge you today to search the truth of the Bible for yourself to find that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. Because when you find the bread of life, you will find Bethlehem's blessing. As we close this program, again, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Of course, let's remember to focus on the babe in the manger during this time, because he indeed is the Savior of the world. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.